ഗുഡ് മോർണിംഗ് ടു യു ഓൾ. ദൈവനാമം മഹത്വപ്പെടട്ടെ. ഞാൻ ആദ്യമായിട്ട് യു എൻ സഖ്യം സെക്രട്ടറി ജേക്കബ് തോംസിനും സന്തോഷ് അച്ഛനും ഞാൻ നന്ദി പറയുന്നു. അതേപോലെ ഇങ്ങനെ ഒരു അവസരം നൽകിയ ദൈവത്തിനും ഞാൻ എൻ്റെ നന്ദി അർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. നമ്മൾ ഒരു നിമിഷം പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. സ്നേഹവാനായ കർത്താവേ, ഈ വചന ഞായറാഴ്ച ഞങ്ങൾ ഇവിടെ കൂടിയിരിക്കുന്ന സമയത്ത് അവിടുത്തെ വചനത്തിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ ധ്യാനിക്കുമ്പോൾ കർത്താവേ, അവിടുത്തെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിനാൽ കർത്താവേ, അവിടുത്തെ വചനത്തിൻ്റെ അറിവ് ഞങ്ങൾ ഓരോരുത്തർക്കും നൽകണമേ കർത്താവേ. നീ ഞങ്ങളെ ശക്തീകരിക്കുകയും ഞങ്ങൾ നിനക്ക് വലിയ കാര്യങ്ങൾ ചെയ്യുവാനായിട്ട് ഞങ്ങളെ പ്രാപ്തരാക്കുകയും ചെയ്യണമേ. യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ തന്നെ ആമേൻ. സോ എവരിബഡി നോസ് യു എൻ എസ് സഖ്യം. അച്ഛൻ ഇപ്പോൾ ഇവിടെ സംസാരിച്ചു യു എൻ സഖ്യത്തിൻ്റെ മെയിനായിട്ടുള്ള തീമും കാര്യങ്ങളുമൊക്കെ. അപ്പം ദിസ് വാസ് ഫോംഡ് ഇൻ 1933. അച്ഛൻ പറഞ്ഞതുപോലെ ദ മെയിൻ പർപ്പസ് വാസ് ഫോർ ദ യങ് ജനറേഷൻ ഇൻ ദ ചേർച്ച് ടു നോ അവർ ലോർഡ് ആൻഡ് സേവിയർ ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. സോ ചേർച്ച് ഫൗണ്ട് ദാറ്റ് ദെർ വാസ് എ ഗ്യാപ്പ് in reaching out to the youth, because you know, if the youth, when they know God when they are young, you know, they come up, they become adults, and they are more capable to serve the Lord, right? So there is four aspects to it: worship, study, witness, and service, right? Even though the order is worship, study, witness, and service, I think study is also very critical, because without study means without knowing God, you know, what are we going to worship, right? You know, what are we going to witness, what are we going to serve, right? So study is a critical aspect, and I think worship and study goes hand in hand, and when you have both those together, then we will be able to witness and serve God, right? Vedasam parayna pole Proverbs 9:10 says that, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Yehova bhakti jnanathinte aarambhavum parishuddhane kurichulla parijnanam vivegavum aagunu. So when the church formed U.N. Sakyam, the motto was that, you know, before when the youth are still under the umbrella of the grace of the parents, you know, they would be able to be, they will be imparted the knowledge of him, so that they can be empowered to serve the God, right? So but in the North American context, UN Sakyam is a little different. You know, I don't think anybody would think that I am youth, right? You know, so with gray hair and all. So I guess you know, we have to kind of you know, that's just our situation, where we have youth separately and UN Sakyam separately. But I think in North America, I would say the youngest UN Sakyam member is probably in the 30s, right? So so you have so I would say that, you know, we have, like, once we become adult, right, you know, I know there are many stages in life, but once you become adult, there are kind of three stages. We can call it as in young adulthood, maybe from 18 to 39, and then you have the middle adulthood between 40 to 60, and then you have, you know, 60 above, right? You know, then you have the seniors, right? So I think most of the U.N. Sakyam folks probably fall under the late young adults or early middle age, right? You know, so that's where we are. So now, and this phases of life is also important, because this concept is there in everywhere. Even in our Indian concept also, you know, we have, you know, the householder, the hermit, and the renouncer, right? You know, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasam. So there are different stages of life. So and I think there is some deeper meaning into it, because when I was looking at the life of Moses, and that's what I want to talk to you today. We have been hearing a lot about the things going on in Israel, and I think this is fitting to learn a little bit more about the life of Moses, right? And Moses had three distinct phases in his life. You all know, do you know how long Moses lived? When did Moses die? He He was 120 years old. He lived for 120 years. But his life was exactly in three phases. The first 40 years, the next 40 years, and the last 40 years, right? The first 40 years, we know that he grew up in Pharaoh's palace, right? So he was leading a palace life. And then the next, he kills an Egyptian, and then he had run away to Midian, and then he spent his next 40 lives where? In wilderness, right? That is called the, it's like the Maribhumi Jeevitham, right? You know, so in fact, and then after 40 years, so when he was 80, that is when he is encountering God through the burning bush. God appears to him as a burning bush, and then suddenly, like, so many things come to his mind, right? You know, until then, you know, last 40 years, he would have been just, you know, raising his family, you know, living his life as a shepherd, maybe thinking something about God, whatever he knew about God, because, you know, remember, there's not even the first five books of Bible, because that was written by Moses himself, right? So he probably only had the idea about the Hebrew God he knew he was a Hebrew because, you know, his mother and sister nursed him or raised him for the first few years of his life, right? But he lived as an Egyptian, as a prince of the Pharaoh, right? You know, what do? They don't have a monotheistic God. They have a polytheistic God, right? So he would have been surrounded by the people who believed in polytheism, right? And even though he himself would have known that, you know, he is a Hebrew, but, you know, there's not much information given for him to, you know, really understand the true God, right? So I want to take some time to look at how Moses interacts with God when he is having his first encounter with him, right? So we need to keep in mind that until then Moses had some knowledge. You know, he was probably circumcised because, you know, he was given away in the basket after 3 months. So eighth day he would have been circumcised. And, you know, he would have had some knowledge about God, you know, but not too much, right? He probably would have known that there is only one God, right? Not many. And we see that when he went to Midian, he met Jethro. He married one of his daughters. So Jethro is known as a priest of the Midianites. So most likely the Midianites at that point in time also were monotheistic God, because Midianites were in fact, you know, the generation of not through Jacob, but Abraham had another wife after the death of Sarah, and the Midianites are the children of Abraham's lineage, right? So they probably also had some idea about a God who is a single God. So that's why he would have, you know, married Jethro's daughter and lived in Midianite, you know. But everything is not fully revealed. So that's a point I wanted to increase. So for in our lives also, you know, we go to Sunday school, we go to, UNSAKM and all those things, but there is a time in our life when we actually really encounter God, right? Encounter God in the sense of not exactly as the burning bush experience, but it might be through, you know, we might be studying something, maybe we have some kind of a deeper insight into something, maybe we hear a message, or maybe some life events, right? We don't know, you know, good things, bad things, you know, any... either one can lead us to more closer to God. But either way, at the age of 80, so can you believe just at the age of 80 is when Moses is actually starting his ministry. So he lived 120 years, that's why none of us is probably going to live 120 years, but, you know, if you take one-fourth out of it, you know, still if it is, let's say, 90 or 100, you know, in that aspect, Moses is starting his ministry around 60. The thing like Moses is starting his ministry around 60. All right. So this means that, you know, God can work us at any age, right? So this is, I know this is the UNSAKM Sunday, but we do have people from all ages, right? So God, so it doesn't matter really whether you are 15 or whether you are like 70 or 80, right? You know, the life of Moses shows that as long as we are willing, God is God is extending his hand and God can do great things through us, right? So now what actually can cause us to not fulfill what God wants us to do? And we can see that through some of the conversations which Moses is having with God in Exodus chapter 3. So Purapada Moonindep മൂന്ന് നോക്കിയാൽ നമുക്ക് കാണാം മോസസ് ദൈവമായിട്ട് ലൈക്ക് വെൻ ഗോഡ് അപ്പിയേഴ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ബേണിംഗ് ബുഷ് ഇൻ മോസസ് ഹാവിങ് എ കോൺവെർസേഷൻ വിത്ത് ഹിം റൈറ്റ് സോ ആദ്യം 10-ാമത്തെ വാക്യത്തിൽ യഹോവ പറയുന്നു ആകയാൽ വരിക സോ നൗ ഗോ ഐ ആം സെൻഡിങ് യു ടു ഫാറോ ടു ബ്രിങ് മൈ പീപ്പിൾ ദ ഇസ്രലൈസ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ഈജിപ്ത് ദാറ്റ്സ് വാട്ട് So Moses convinced that because the bush is burning, he knows that he is talking to the eternal God. Now God is asking him to come. So what is the first excuse which Moses gave? And the reason why I want to go through this is because often we also do the same thing, right? God wants us to do something and we have our own excuses, right? So at the age of 80, Moses is giving these excuses, right? Number one, I am not adequate for the task. How do we know? Verse 11. Moses said to God, Who am I? Nyan endu matram ullu ennu paranju. Who am I? Nyan ara? I am nothing, nobody, right? And in fact, this, I read somewhere, so the first 40 years, Moses was trying to be somebody, because as a prince of Pharaoh, he was trying to be somebody. Next, going through the wilderness, he realized that he is nobody. Right, and that's when God is encountering him through this burning bush, and he's saying that, "Who am I? I'm nobody." And then we see that his last 40 years of his life, he is actually becoming something for everybody. Right? You know, that's what we will see. So first excuse was he's not adequate. I'm not adequate for the task. And what's the second excuse he gives? Verse 13. I don't know enough. So he says that. Moses tells God, they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? അവൻ്റെ നാമം എന്തെന്ന് അവർ എന്നോട് ചോദിച്ചാൽ ഞാൻ അവരോട് എന്ത് പറയണം എന്ന് ചോദിച്ചു. So he's saying that I don't know enough about you, right? So which means right in those days, you know, there is no book of the Bible for Moses to study, right? But now we have the revealed word of God for us to study so that, and of course, you know, we can learn, we can experience God through our life experiences and all, but, you know, if you don't have the study part or at least knowing directly from God through his word, then part of it could be also be our own, perspectives, right, you know. You may feel, oh, God did this, oh, Devane Sahaichu, Devane Sahaichilla, whatever that may be. This part of it is just human consciousness, right? You know, you are not aligned with what really God is telling us. So, I'm not adequate for the task. I don't know enough. Then, what's the next one? And for each one of this, God is giving him answers, and I'm not going to go through that. But I'm focusing on the excuses of Moses, right? And then the third one, people won't take me seriously. So, Purapada 4:1, Exodus 4:1, what if they do not believe me or listen to me and they say, the Lord did not appear to you. അവർ എന്നെ വിശ്വസിക്കാതെയും എൻ്റെ വാക്ക് കേൾക്കാതെയും യഹോവ നിനക്ക് പ്രത്യക്ഷനായിട്ടില്ല എന്ന് പറയുകയും പറഞ്ഞാൽ എന്ത് ചെയ്യണം എന്ന് ഈസ് ആസ്കിങ് ഗാഡ്. Then God gives him this signs, right? You know, the signs of the snake, his hand becomes leprous, you know, all those things. And then he's giving whatever problems Moses is bringing up, God is giving him a solution. Again, at the age of 80, remember that. Okay, what's the next excuse? He says that, I'm no good with words. That's Exodus 4:10. So Moses tells God, pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, right? Njan vaksamarthyam ullavanalla, njan vikkanum tadicha naa ullavanum aagunu. That's the next excuse of God. God provides a solution for that also. And finally he says, and that's actually the real reason, he says, I'm not willing, right? Verse 13, Exodus 4:13, pardon your servant, Lord, please send someone else. നിനക്ക് ബോധിച്ച മറ്റാരെങ്കിലും അയക്കണമേ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. സോ ദാറ്റ്സ് എ റൂട്ട് കോസ്, ബട്ട് ഹി ഈസ് ജസ്റ്റ് ട്രൈങ് ടു കവർ അപ്പ് വിത്ത് various other things, right? So this is something which we also has to kind of introspect in our own lives, right? First of all, you know, if you don't know God, God is not going to appear to us in a burning bush. That's not going to happen, because those times God hasn't revealed his word, so God interacts with people in a certain way. Now, if you want to know God, there is only one way. You need to read or study your Bible, right? That's the only way given for us. So without that, or, you know, listen to good messages by Achans and all those things, but, you know, but without that, you know, if we just go after just for the youth, you know, if you are just focused on, let's say, you know, yes, NFL, sports and all those things, you know, you're not going to know God out through that, right? That's all fine. We need all of those too, but make sure that, you know, we find time for knowing God, right? All right. Now, so again, we covered those things, and a part of knowing God is knowing our identity, and that is very critical too, right? We had a UNSAKM meeting yesterday, and Santosh Achan was giving some good deep insights from the book of Ephesians, right? So what is our identity? Because, you know, often what happens is, you know, we don't have knowledge about who we are and who is God, and that's why we always get kind of like a chicken with his head chopped off, right? We just run around with, you know, trying to find answers here. We go here, we go to some other church, we go to different places. You know, we are trying to kind of, we are not solid on what we know. Because that's because, you know, we haven't understood what our identity is. And I, because this is really important, I'll just quickly go through what Achan mentioned in the UNSAKM meeting yesterday. And thanks, Achan, for that input. So Ephesians chapter 1, we see that, you know, there are like mainly three things. So one is election, the second part is adoption, and the third part is redemption, right? You know, so we'll, Ephesians 1:4, it says that for he, God chose us in him before the creation of the world. So that is election, right? So we elect people, right? We elect what do you call it? Committee members, you know. We elect representatives, you know, different things. So that is God's election to us. The next one is even higher than that, which is adoption, which means he is actually bringing us to his own household, right? That's verse 5. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. It says, Yeshu Christu Mugandram Namme Dattedukkendathinu, for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. So election, which is avan logasthapanathinu munbe namme avanil thiranjeduthu, right? That is verse 4, verse 5, for adoption to sonship. And then the third one is even more greater, which is the redemption. Redemption is veendeduppu. How do you do veendeduppu? You have to give your life, right? And that's verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Avende rektathal adhikramangalude mojanam enna veendeduppu undu. Right? And then verse 14, it says that, you know, we are also sealed with the Holy Spirit, you know, for us to kind of move forward, right? So that's important. So having that identity is really important. So Moses had, as I said, like Moses had some basic concepts about God, but then he really, when he encountered God, he realized his identity in God. And that's why 8 years later, when he faces God, and do you know when he went to face Pharaoh for the first time? Same year, at the age of 80, he went and, you know, boldly in front of Pharaoh with Aaron, right? Okay. So, and then, one second, yeah. Okay, so just want to read, so again, I'm just trying to conclude now. So coming back to the core thing again, you know, worship, study, service, and witness, right? So worship and study, you know, so without that, we cannot do other things, right? And then And it's also important that we try to know our Creator in our younger days, right? And that's very important. That's the importance of Sunday school, UNSACM, and all those things. Because, you know, what happens if you don't really get attached to God when you are young? You can see that in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Right? So, നിന്റെ യൗവനകാലത്തിന്റെ സൃഷ്ടാവിനെ ഓർത്തുകൊള്ളുക, ദുർദിവസങ്ങൾ വരികയും എനിക്ക് ഇഷ്ടമല്ല എന്ന് നീ പറയുന്ന കാലം സമീപിക്കും മുമ്പേ. സോ ഇഫ് യു ഡോണ്ട് ഗെറ്റ് കണക്റ്റഡ് പ്ലഗ്ഡ് ഇൻ വിത്ത് ഗാഡ് ആസ് ഏർലി ആസ് പോസിബിൾ, അഗെയിൻ യങ് ഈസ് ഓൾസോ റിലേറ്റീവ്, യു നോ, ലൈക്ക് മോസസ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടിങ് അറ്റ് 80 ഈസ് ഓൾസോ യങ് ഫ്രം ദാറ്റ് പെർസ്പെക്റ്റീവ്. ബട്ട് വെൻ വി ആർ ഗിവൺ അൻ ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി, യു നോ, ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൾവേസ് ബെറ്റർ നോട്ട് ടു ഡിലേ ബട്ട് get plugged with the Creator as early as possible, right? And then as a church, you know, we have a lot of opportunities, you know, through UNSACM and you know, Saviour Sangam and Idavaga Mission, and a lot of other churches doing as much as, of course, you know, times have changed, we may have to kind of fine tune certain things. You know, we probably don't have the patience of our forefathers who lived like 100 years back, but we have the fundamental blocks in there, and if we have to change something or fine tune something, yes, we all have to kind of put effort into it, and I'm sure that the church also would be willing to change for the times, right? So just to conclude, we see that, you know, UNSACM is again kind of the sandwich generation, right, between the youth and the seniors, right? So what youth always have is they have the energy, right? They have the power, they have the strength, and all those things. And then the seniors, they have the experience, the wisdom, what they have gained through their life, and the knowledge they have, right? And hopefully, as UNSACM, when we are in the sandwich generation, we can get you know, from both ends, and then hopefully you know, be more productive and useful for God, right? So just one last verse I want to read here is actually two verses. One is from Isaiah, verse 40, 30 and 31. Yeshayahu 40:30-31 vare. So Yehovah parayunnu endo, even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. പാലിക്കാർ ക്ഷീണിച്ച് തളർന്നു പോകും, യൗവനക്കാരും ഇടറി വീഴും, എങ്കിലും യഹോവയെ കാത്തിരിക്കുന്നവർ ശക്തിയെ പുതുക്കും, അവർ കഴുകന്മാരെ പോലെ ചിറക് അടിച്ച് കയറും, അവർ തളർന്നു പോകാതെ ഓടുകയും ക്ഷീണിച്ച് പോകാതെ നടക്കുകയും ചെയ്യും. And when Moses died, it's in Deuteronomy 34:7, he died at the age of 128. He could not get into Canaan, that's a different reason for that. But Deuteronomy 34:7, പറയുന്നത് മോസസ് വാസ് 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. അവൻ്റെ കണ്ണ് മങ്ങാതെയും അവൻ്റെ ദേഹബലം ക്ഷയിക്കാതെയും ഇരുന്നു. സോ ഗാഡ് ക്യാൻ യൂസ് എസ് എനി ഏജ് ആസ് ലോങ് ആസ് വി ആർ വില്ലിംഗ്, ആസ് എ ലൈഫ് ഓഫ് മോസസ് ഷോസസ്. ഗാഡ് ബ്ലെസ്സസ് ഓൾ ടു ഡു ദ സെയിം. താങ്ക് യു.